Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
Let's talk housing. Have you ever wondered what the cost of building a new single-family home actually costs? We have the numbers from the National Association of Home Builders, and we got the national averages for itemized costs broken down into the 8 major stages of construction. Let me preface this a little bit. When my parents built their new home, roughly 50 miles outside of, well, actually 40 miles outside of Boston in the early 1970s, my dad turned down an offer of $40,000 to sell it. And that was in the early 1970s. We sold that home when my father passed to an investor relatively cheaply. We wanted to cover the mortgage because dad had taken out a second mortgage to do some stuff. And we cleared, it was just shy of $200,000. And we're still on the low side. Today, housing is expensive depending on where you live. But you probably never thought about, one, where to live, how much to cost, and maybe you're thinking about building or having a home built for you. Let me give you these numbers. Now, please understand, these numbers are national averages. What does that mean? It means it's factored in ridiculously high places like San Francisco, New York, and Boston with, you know, rural America and in the upper Midwest and little places like, I don't know, Boone, Iowa. So I want you to be aware, because when I looked at this, I thought these prices were kind of high myself. And then I started thinking about what homes are going for and what I'm seeing houses go for. The National Association of Home Builders provided the national averages for itemized costs in each stage of construction for a new single-family home as of 2022. And it comes from their construction cost survey published last year. Among home builders surveyed, the average sales price for single-family homes in the year 2022 was $644,750 and includes costs for construction, the finished lot, financing, overhead, general expenses, marketing, sales commission, and profit. Total construction costs for the average single-family home included in the survey was $392,241. Just the cost is already $150,000 more than the house I bought brand new in 2006. Part of this pandemic, people, also depending where you live, we've talked about the challenges in finding housing in larger cities. San Francisco and Boston immediately come to light. And honestly, you can't afford a house within 40, 50 miles of Boston, not unless you are making really high income. And then you'd still have to settle for something that might be less than perfect to try to get a decent price. Let me talk about the major costs of building a home, because they've got this all broken out. The number one and number two costs of that average of the $392,241 put together, framing the house. Of that money, roughly a fifth, $60,800 or 15%, was framing, which included the roof. Excavation, foundation, concrete, retaining walls, and backfill was second, believe it or not, but a very important second at $39,731 or 10%. So basically, one quarter of the house is framing and footing. Get it set up. You would think that the next three would be more expensive. Electrical, plumbing, and climate control. $23,008 for electrical, $22,007 for plumbing, $21,008 for HVAC. If you combine these together, they're roughly 17% of the cost of the house total. And I would have thought plumbing and electrical would have gone for more. But that is third, fourth, and fifth. You go all the way down. I'm just going to kind of hit and miss here. Exterior wall finish, cabinets and countertops. They're going to spend almost $18,000 for cabinets and countertops. Drywall alone as a separate category, just the drywall for your average home, your average single family home is $13,000. Windows and doors, flooring another $13,000, and then all of these kind of drop down. One of the things that will blow your mind, now these, the way that this is, it includes landscaping, It includes building permit fees. It assumes a driveway. And I don't know if this is a paved driveway or poured cement. It does not specify. The driveway by itself is just shy of $8,800, and it's only 2% of the cost. Their numbers include appliances. $6,200 for appliances. Didn't cost me anywhere near that when we bought appliances, and that's washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, microwave, garbage disposal. I think total, and again, this is 18 years ago, I think I was in it total for about $2,500. And no, I was not buying the top-end stuff, but I was a category two above what they call contractor grade. And that's something that this does not specify. Are they buying what they call contractor grade appliances and materials? And what do I mean by that? There is a grade when they are building track homes that they're putting in, not the cheapest, but it ain't the top shelf stuff. It is a grade that they use for new construction that they just buy in bulk and put them in. Washers, dryers, stoves, refrigerators, microwaves, garbage disposals. Chances are you'll end up replacing that within 5 to 10 years after you bought the house. But it gets you started. And it makes it nice for them to say, hey, in our new home, appliances are included. It's a major sell. What they don't talk about when they're talking about cabinets and countertops, are we going with nowadays with your stone countertops, quartz or granite? Does not say that. Typically, I would say if you're paying almost $18,000, that chances are it probably is quartz or granite or something like that. In the apartment I currently live in, that's exactly what I got for a countertop. It ain't Formica like the old days. Them days been gone. Chances are stainless steel sink. The days of Portland sinks been gone. Here's something you may not have heard of, but it is a big deal. It's called an impact fee, and I guess it's something that is unique to California. And I'm going to read about this for a minute. This impact fees, recently, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 9-0 decision, ruled that home builders and developers may challenge California's development impact fees. So this is going to go back to California courts. In California, these so-called impact fees imposed by cities and counties to pay for things like roads and schools have long been among the highest in the nation. People, this is on top of the taxes. They are charging you in addition to the taxes that you're going to be paying, the property taxes you're going to be paying. To me, it's a money grab, and I'm glad that they got it put in check. According to a custom home builder out of Sacramento, California, they said that the permits and impact fees often exceed $100,000 a home. In this example nationwide, they got it down to $5,200. But you've got all these things that come together that are necessary to build a home. So when you're thinking about, if I can live anywhere, where can I live? You might also consider, if I want to build a house, how much will it cost? Because there's a lot of items in here, and I just wanted to share that with you because we never talked about it before. We are the Tech Mobility Show. To learn more about the Tech Mobility Show, start by visiting our website. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. The website is a treasure trove of information about me and the show, as well as where to find it on the radio across the country. Keep up with the happenings at the Tech Mobility Show by visiting techmobility.show. That's techmobility.show. You can also drop us a line at talk@techmobility.show. Did you know that Tech Mobility has a YouTube channel? Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Each week, I upload a few short videos of some of the hot topics that I cover during my weekly radio program. I've designed these videos to be informative and entertaining. It's another way to keep up on current mobility and technology news and information. Be sure to watch, like, and subscribe to my channel. That's the Tech Mobility Show on YouTube. Check it out.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Social media is the place to be these days, and we're no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Instagram videos. From the latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary on a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Instagram. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar.